clip-clop, clip-clop. And he looked, and he saw a horse with somebody that looked like the king. And he couldn't believe that it might be the king, but it was. And the king got off of his horse, and he came through the broken-down gate, and he said, "Friend Hermit, could I sit and rest a while and visit with you?" Yes, said the old man. And so the king sat and visited with the hermit. And then the king said, "I am so thirsty. Could you get me a drink of water?" And so the old man went inside the house, but he didn't know what to do because his cups were all dirty and his water was not very clean at the well. And while he was thinking what to do, the king had to leave on business. And so he thought, "Oh, the king was so kind to me. Maybe he'll come again another day. And I want to be ready this time." So he washed his cups, and he went down to where he got his water, and he cleaned out the well and got all the brush and brambles away. And every day he'd go to the well, and he'd get a nice, fresh pail of water. And one day, sure enough, he heard the horse coming again. Can you help me make a clip-clop sound? Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. And he looked, and it was the king. And the king got off of his horse, and he came and he sat down with the hermit, and the hermit felt so glad because he'd washed his cups and he had some nice clean water for the king. And then after a while, after the king had visited with him a little while, the king said, "Friend Hermit, I am so hungry. It's been a long time since breakfast. Would you have a morsel of bread that I could eat?" Thought the hermit, "How can I tell the king that the only piece of bread I have is moldy?" And he went in the house and he was trying to think what he was going to do. And the king had to leave again on business. But the hermit thought, "Oh, the king was so kind to me. I want to be ready if he comes again." And so the hermit went out into the woods and he cut down some trees and he took the firewood to the town and he sold it. And he bought some things so he could make some bread and some soup. And every day he'd get up and he'd get the fresh water and he'd make some bread and make some soup in case the king came. And sure enough, one day he heard the horse coming. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. And the king got off of his horse and he sat down and he drank the good water and he ate the nice meal. And then after he visited with him for a little while, he said, "Friend Hermit, I am terribly tired. Could I take a nap in your house?" Thought the hermit, "How can I tell the king that all I have to sleep on is a pile of old dirty rags over in the corner? I can't let the king sleep on my dirty bed." And while he was thinking what he was going to do, the king had to go away again on business. And so the hermit thought, "Oh, the king has been so kind to me, and he's the only friend I really have. I want to be ready if he comes again." And so the hermit went and cut some more wood, and he went into the town, and he sold it, and he bought some blankets. And then when he got home, he cut some more trees, and he made a nice little wooden bed in the corner, and he got a thing they called the tick, that it was like a big pillowcase, and he filled it with clean hay, and he made a nice mattress, and he put the blankets on. And every day he went and got clean water, and he fixed the food, and he even swept the house out, and he fixed his broken down chair so he'd be ready when the king would come. And one day, sure enough, he heard that horse coming again. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. And it was the king, and he was coming to visit with his friend the hermit. And they had such a nice time visiting and talking and drinking the clean water and eating the good food. And then he said to the king, "Would you like to spend the night at my house?" And he brought the king into his house, and the king slept on the nice clean bed. Oh, the hermit was so happy, and he had such a good time with the king spending time with him. And now, when the old man would go to town, do you know what the people said? Do you think they called him the dirty old hermit anymore? No, you know what they called him? They called him the friend of the king. And who is our king? Jesus, that's right. And has Jesus told us he's going to come back again? Yes, and he's our friend, and he loves us so much, and we want to be ready for him. And someday soon we'll look up and we'll see a little cloud in the sky, and it'll get closer and closer and bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter, and in the middle of that cloud will be our king, and we can say, this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us. All right, let's bow our heads for a little prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much that you are our king, and we pray that we will ask you to come into our hearts every day so that we will be ready when you come. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, you can go back to your seats. Thank you. Oh, yes, pick up the offering.
Our hymn of meditation today is number 600, Hold Fast Till I Come.